Connecting the wires from each plate to a battery, Lennard found that a current flowed when one of the plates was irradiated with ultraviolet light. The photoelectric effect was explained as the emission of electrons from the illuminated metal surface. Shining ultraviolet light onto the plate gave some electrons enough energy to escape from the metal and cross the gap to the other plate, thereby completing the circuit to produce a photoelectric current. However, Lennard also found facts that contradicted established physics. Enter Einstein and his quantum of light. It was expected that increasing the intensity of a light beam by making it brighter would yield the same number of electrons from the metal surface, but with each having more energy. Lennard, however, found the exact opposite. A greater number of electrons were emitted with no change in their individual energy. Einstein's quantum solution was simple and elegant. If light is made up of quanta, then increasing the intensity of the beam means that it is now made up of a greater number of quanta. When a more intense beam strikes the metal plate, the increase in the number of light quanta leads to a corresponding increase in the number of electrons being emitted. Lennard's second curious discovery was that the energy of the emitted electrons was not governed by the intensity of the light beam, but by its frequency. Einstein had a ready answer. Since the energy of a light quantum is proportional to the frequency of the light, a quantum of red light, low frequency, has less energy than one of blue light, high frequency. Changing the color, frequency, of light does not alter the number of quanta in beams of the same intensity. So, no matter what the color of light, the same number of electrons will be emitted since the same numbers of quanta strike the metal plate. However, since different frequencies of light are made up of quanta of different energies, the electrons that are emitted will have more or less energy depending on the light used. Ultraviolet light will yield electrons with a greater maximum kinetic energy than those emitted by quanta of red light. There was another intriguing feature. For any particular metal, there was a minimum or threshold frequency below which no electrons were emitted at all, no matter how long or intensively the metal was illuminated. However, once this threshold was crossed, electrons were emitted no matter how dim the beam of light. Einstein's quantum of light supplied the answer once again as he introduced a new concept, the work function. Einstein envisaged the photoelectric effect as the result of an electron acquiring enough energy from a quantum of light to overcome the forces holding it within the metal surface and to escape. The work function, as Einstein labeled it, was the minimum energy an electron needed to escape from the surface, and it varied from metal to metal. If the frequency of light is too low, then the light quanta will not possess enough energy to allow an electron to break the bonds that keep it bound within the metal.